Earth's windy skies, 1,000 miles in space, the Astronomical Space Observatory, Starlab, lazily drifts in orbit. Research teams aboard have detected strange solar activity on Earth's sun. Space exploration team John Graydon and Buddy Griff are sent to investigate and face a bizarre encounter.
We're being pulled off course. The compass has gone berserk. Buddy, what the devil is that? Where did that come from? It's huge. Whatever it is, we're being pulled towards it. Hang on, Skipper. We're on a collision course with it.
Delta One is mysteriously pulled aboard an alien planetoid.
I am Zar Konar, commander of the Morgoth Confederacy, 5th galaxy of Tremion. You are intruder.
Buddy, are you all right? Run for it, Skip. I'll handle these things.
Resisting, Buddy Griff creates a diversion, allowing John Graydon to escape from the alien planetoid aboard the Delta One spaceship.
Starlab Control, this is Delta One. Come in, Starlab Control. Planetoid. Tim was right. It does exist. There are aliens. I've been overtaken.
John Graydon, shaken by the alien encounter, returns to Starlab in part two of The Sun Stealers on Alien Worlds.
Dr. Cassidy, they're bringing Captain Graydon in now.
Okay, Tim, come on.
All levels.
It's pretty strange, isn't it?
What, Tim?
Well, haven't you heard? I mean, something went wrong. They were overtaken by aliens. Buddy didn't get out.
I've only gotten the preliminary report. I'm not sure about any aliens yet.
Hi, Mara. Tim.
Jerry. Where is he?
He's in the isolation airlock chamber.
How is he?
Oh, Doc Benson says he'll be all right. Radiation levels are minor, but there's enough presence to leave him in the capsule for at least an hour. We need to run a couple more tests. You can talk to him on the intercom.
Good, Jerry. Tim, pull the Mycroft onboard computer tapes and begin decoding them. Better check over Delta One's flight recorders, too. Send all the information to the ISA.
All right.
John, thank God you're okay.
Mara, we're not alone out here. Buddy didn't make it out. He's inside an alien planetoid. It's draining the sun's energy.
Oh, take it easy, John. What's draining energy?
The Markabs.
What?
Oh, Mara, they're awful. Like insects. Tall, very tall. I'd say maybe about 7 feet. Their bodies are black and shiny. Claw-like hands and large, radiating eyes.
Good Lord. Buddy! What about him? Is he...
About Buddy? Buddy caused a diversion so I could escape. We've got to get back there and get him out.
Well, of course, John.
Dr. Cassidy, we have the ISA. We're feeding them to your televideo screen.
All right. I hope they've got a lead on all this.
Mara, we just got the report. It's unbelievable. How's Graydon doing?
He's here in quarantine, Commissioner White. Listen, I trust you've received the flight tapes by now?
Yes, Ma. We haven't come up with anything solid yet, though. We're still trying to analyze all the information. But I'm afraid the computers at Jadel Institute have given us a new prediction.
What are you talking about?
Well, Doctor, according to them, we have less than 9 hours before the sun reaches a point of non-recovery. There's really not enough time for us physically to analyze and return you all that data.
So what does that mean?
Well, Ma, I'm afraid you're on your own. It's up to your people at Starlab to stop those aliens.
Their eyes turn instinctively toward a dimming ball of fire hanging in space. The sun is fading, dying, and with it the future of Earth. The hopes of a planet ride upon their shoulders as they prepare an opposition against alien worlds. Continues. The life expectancy of Earth has been reduced to 9 hours as our sun fades into obscurity. Alien creatures, revealed as the Markab Confederacy, continue to drain our solar energy. Starlab Research Director Mara Cassidy, along with her assistant Tim and Space Exploration Captain John Graydon, are the only ones who can stop the Markabs, if indeed they can be stopped.
Oh, John. Well, come on in. Glad to see you out of quarantine.
That makes two of us, Mara.
How are you feeling?
Much better, thanks.
Good. Can you recreate for me just exactly what happened to you and Griff aboard Delta One?
Well, we were within the ecliptic range of the sun about 5 minutes out, and we were getting ready for our first photo scan pass.
Yes?
All of a sudden, our radios went dead. Instruments, everything. We completely lost all power.
Mm-hmm.
Then we spotted this incredible object about 5 kilometers in diameter, a metallic, black, with a large disc on top.
And then?
We lost control of the ship, and we were drawn into the object. We took about 6 Gs. Buddy blacked out. Next thing I knew, we were taken off the ship by the aliens that I told you about. They told us they were mining the sun's energy.
But how?
I don't know.
Oh, Tim. Good. You've got the Mycroft report? What's wrong? You're white as a sheet.
That thing out there is the cosmic wonder of all time.
Tell me about it.
What did you find?
Well, the Mycroft computer came through like Captain Video. Solar depth sensors, heat generation refractions, course deviations, wavelength correlations, video scan of the planetoid.
Tim, get to the bloody point. What did you find?
Basic theory of electromagnetic energy, Dr. Cassidy.
Electromagnetic energy?
Yes, that's right. The alien planetoid is an electromagnetic field extracting ultraviolet radiation through infrared oscillation.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, it means the Markabs are drawing ultraviolet light energy and converting it to a form of electricity.
That would explain the invisibility. The radiation creates a massive shield around them which blends with the sun's rays.
Exactly. That's why only the MPI picked it up originally on the infrared screens.
That's very interesting.
That's not all. The tractor beam that pulled you into the planetoid was also magnetically energized.
I see. Well, that would explain the compass going crazy just before we lost control.
Wait. That's it.
What?
We haven't got much time. Tim, get over to the hydro lab. Have them assemble a 50 megawatt portable CMG. We'll use the Michelson interferometer principle.
A countermagnetic generator, of course. A beam splitter. Oh, brilliant, Doctor. I'll meet you two in the briefing room in 20 minutes.
I think you two blew a capacitor in your brains. You've lost me. I'm just a space pilot.
And that's just exactly what we need you to be, John. It's a long shot, but it's the only one we've got. An 1880 theory that could put the Markabs right out of business. Come on, I'm going over to the lab. We need to get together Delta One. We're going into that planetoid. If this works, John, we may be able to turn the Markab energy field back on top of them. If I can figure out a way to deactivate the pressor beam. Do you think you can get us back in?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure of it. But we'll need some kind of an escort to create a diversion. I'll go up to Mission Control and recruit a few pilots from Stargazer 1.
Okay. I'll meet you in briefing within half an hour.
As time continues to slip into the past, the future draws closer. They're designed to dethrone the Markab power. A tenuous betide to the indelible. Meanwhile, planetoid captive Buddy Griff remains a solitary man to an alien world.
Earthman intruder, your resistance to our way is useless.
You don't give us any choice, Konar. By our very nature, we're survivors. We must resist.
Ours is to destroy that which resists.
Why do you have to destroy everything? Don't you guys know how to create?
Our system of long ago was the victim of devastating destruction. We have long since created the power to never again be victims. It is the way of the Cord.
The Cord?
The rule of Markab supremacy in the universe. to destroy.
Oh, it sounds like a case of bad karma, Doc.
I do not understand.
I can't believe I've actually gone over your 7-foot head. Karma is the...
Take him away!
Hey, what are you doing?
You too shall be destroyed. We are the rulers of the light. Yours shall be the world of darkness.
Nah, you'll never get away with this, Konar. My people will be back. You're all lunatics.
Can't be of no credit.
That's what this is all about.
All right. You fellas have been asked to fly this mission based on your experience as fighter pilots. Now, we've programmed D-28 missiles aboard your ships for a diversion ploy on the Markabs. Hopefully, the counter-orbital passes will cause enough confusion to allow us time to land Delta-1 inside. Now, if we're not out by the 20-minute limit, you're instructed to launch full Titan Helitrobus missiles into the side of the Markab planetoid, and then return to Starlab. Any questions? Okay. We'll launch in 8 minutes. Synchronize watches. 1,600 hours, 22 minutes, and 15 seconds. Mark. See you guys on the 50-yard line.
As Starlab pilots prepare the final assault on the alien encounter, a galaxy clings to the hope of triumph on alien worlds. Continues. The Markab aliens must be stopped. Their effect on Earth's sun is tantamount to galactic devastation. Starlab mounts the final front as John, Tim, and Mara prepare to effect the aliens' demise.
T-minus 27 seconds and counting.
Okay, Captain. The device is on board.
Good. Mara, would you strap yourself in, please? Mission control, Delta-1, on the grid for 028, trajectory on 1775.
Captain John Braden prepares the leading assault on the Markab Confederacy. Mara Cassidy and Tim ready themselves for the alien confrontation.
All right, Tim, let's go over the mechanics of the CMG beam splitter.
I have the timing device set for 18 minutes on the detonator. When it triggers, it'll pull every bit of energy within a radius of 5 kilometers into the magnet center. The energy overload will create a chain reaction. As the alien storage collector beam split, it'll blow them right out of the galaxy.
Good. John, during the time the device triggers, we'll lose all magnetically operated instruments.
You mean I should be ready to fly Delta-1 by the seat of my pants, so to speak?
Hey, I like that. By the seat of my pants.
It's an old term used when flying airplanes without instruments, Tim.
You used to fly airplanes?
Oh, John's a pilot of many experiences, Tim. Including pilot commander for the Jupiter 1 mission.
Really? Oh, gee, that must have been some flight.
Yeah, Mara remembers that one, don't you, Mara? She was our science officer, and a good one, too.
That was my introduction to the ISA. And the last time I saw my father alive.
Pardon me for asking, Doctor, but what happened to your father? On Altair, I mean.
My father was chief science officer for NASA. They were conducting neutron laser tests in zero gravity. He was setting up the guide path for the beam's target. Buddy Griff pre-detonated the laser's timing mechanism. My father was killed.
Mara, listen, it's time you knew. That's not really what happened. It wasn't Buddy's mistake.
What are you talking about? The report said that...
I know all about the report. It was an accident, that's true. But your father miscalculated the laser's initial impact strength on the beam's path. The device was hot, overheated from testing all day. The heat triggered the premature detonation, not Buddy.
How do you know all this?
From Dr. Solomon, the project coordinator. He told me the whole story shortly after it happened. But he never said a word about it to anyone, including me.
But it wasn't in the report. Why?
Because Buddy wouldn't allow it in the report. Since your dad was a notable scientist, Buddy took full responsibility for his mistake to clear his record.
Why didn't Buddy tell me the truth?
It's a strange guy. Buddy's a rebel, but he's also guided by a strong sense of honor.
I see.
All right, if you two are ready, I've got to get our act together before our Markab madmen discover we're here.
Commander Konar, enemy ships are approaching Voltar. Enemy vessels? More intruders? Who are they? They are of undetermined origin, but they appear to have an Earthcraft configuration. Launch the Voltanias! Destroy them at once! Interceptors launched on enemy targets. Closing.
Captain, on the probe screen!
Good eye, Tim. The Markabs have obviously spotted us. This is Delta 1 Leader to Strike Force. Okay, you guys. Looks like this is the 50-yard line. Execute ZK-15s now.
Shut up, Captain. Got you covered. Now fly that rascal right down their throat. This is Firefly 2.
Looks like you've got your diversion, Captain.
Right. And there's the planetoid.
It really is incredibly large.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. We're going down. Mara, I sure hope your rig nullifies that tractor beam.
Tim, program the key code.
5513, lock. Energize. Locked, Captain. We should be clear of any field wave.
Good. So much for part one. Now all we gotta do is find the right place to sit down. There. There's the opening.
Radar configurations check out. There's the coordinates given on the open side. Mycroft's computations are correct.
I love you, Mycroft.
Not bad for an expensive adding machine.
Mycroft's a lot more than that, Captain.
Just kidding, Tim. Hang on. We're setting Delta One right in that pigeonhole. Let's get this over with. Here, help me with the CMG.
Oh.
Okay. All right, you both have your communicators?
Yeah.
All right, Tim, you'll bring the CMG with me. Mora, you guard Delta One. And if you run into any trouble, you call us. You've got your Lasertron, right?
Right.
All right, don't be afraid to use it if you have to.
I'm ready, Captain.
We'll set up the jamming device. Then I'm going to try and find Buddy. Okay, Tim, let's go.
Good luck.
Good grief. Do they have to make this thing so heavy?
Oh, God, it's cold in here. Oh, this place is amazing. I've got to get some pictures of this interior.
Earthcraft, it's back.
And the prisoner has escaped.
Where is he?
Somewhere in this quadrant. I'll look for him. Call the guards. Find the other Earthlings. Quick, the alarm.
Captain Graydon, come in. John.
Yes, Mara.
They know we're here. I just saw two of them. They said something about an escaped prisoner.
That can
Buddy.
What do you want me to do?
Check your locator. Make sure you don't get lost, and then go for it, Mara. Follow them. Be careful. If you find Buddy, call me.
Okay.
Earthman, so you think you can escape? You cannot hide from Gargon.
Oh, hey, hiya, Chief. Hide me?
Nah. I was just giving you a little exercise, you know? It's sort of keeping you on your toes.
Your spacecraft has returned.
Returned? Delta One? What do you mean?
He means...
Hey, all right, lady. Pretty fair shooting. You're just in time. I was just in the middle of escaping. Where's John? You didn't fly here by yourself, did you?
Oh, no. He and Tim are down in the power collecting room. We brought a CMG to blow this place to kingdom come.
CMG. What's that? One of your toys?
It's a countermagnetic generator. We think it'll counteract the method the Markhebs are using to draw energy from the sun.
Sweetheart, save it. Maybe later, over dinner, perhaps?
Oh, that's right. We better get out of here.
And hopefully not any too soon. Now, quick, down this corridor.
How much longer, Tim?
Just two more connections here. Hand me those leads.
Tim, you're shaking like a leaf.
Yeah, I know. I just hate working under this much pressure.
Well, now's a fine time to cop to that one.
I'm okay. There. That's it.
I wonder where Mara is. I can't raise her on the communicator.
Should I set the timer now? We'll have 18 minutes, you know.
Yes, set it. You get back to Delta One, and I'll head back the other way. And then if
Captain,
I...
Captain! Watch out!
Stop! Surrender!
Tim! I never knew you had it in you.
I can't believe I did that!
All right, set the timer. Let's get out of here.
Set!
There they are! Stop them!
Quick, Tim, this way!
John and Tim find themselves trapped by the Markhebs. The CMG timer has been set. Only precious moments remain before a deadly explosion.
Look! There's Buddy!
Hey, all right, John!
Buddy, thank God. Where's Mark?
Back at Delta One.
We've only got 2 minutes.
Hurry!
Get on board, Mara.
Okay, everyone. We're not out of this yet. Buddy, fire Module 1.
Right, Skip.
I'll take the rocket guns and hold them off.
Lift. We have manned ignition. Clearing the planetoid.
Oh, yeah! CMG detonation, 15 seconds.
Telemetry, 4+4. Stand by to hit faster than light speed.
Check. FTL, primary ignition.
10 seconds to detonation.
FTL, main power. Now!
We're clear! We made it! Oh, thank God!
CMG detonation, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... There they go!
It worked!
Of course it worked!
And so we bid farewell to the Goosarinis as they and their planetoid sink slowly into the west, and the east, and the north.
Together, a small group of people with tremendous courage and confidence have saved Earth from the threat of eternal darkness. The Markhab sun miners have been destroyed soon enough to allow the sun's own energy to regain its mighty power. The heroism of Delta One's mission has relieved the galaxy from the peril of alien worlds.
Thank you.
Alien Worlds was created, produced, and directed by Lee Hansen. Associate producer, Jeff Allen. Our engineer was Stu Jacobs. Production coordinator, Aaron O'Neill. Produced and distributed by Watermark Incorporated. Executive producer, Tom Rounds.